This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Okay, inshallah, carrying on with the virtues of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum narrate that one day Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had some guests. And this is speaking about barakah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah. And this was really the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put amazing amount of barakah in what they had. So the Sahaba narrate that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had invited some guests. And the narrator mentions that every time we took a morsel, there would be exactly the same amount there. He says, by the time we finished eating, there were three times more food than when we had started. And then this food was sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was so much barakah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made groups of 12. And he distributed it to groups of 12 men, and they ate this. So we see that this was the barakah in the food of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now, the virtue, another virtue of how Abu Bakr was a senior. And this is a really interesting one. Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they have a dispute. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as I mentioned to you, would often get angry. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said to, so the dispute takes place, so he says something to Umar radiallahu anhu. And Umar radiallahu anhu is offended. So he says to Umar, now you say it back to me. So Umar said, I'm not going to say it back to you. So he says to him, say it back to me. He said, I am not going to say it back to you. So Umar radiallahu anhu walks off and Abu Bakr is following. Wherever he's going, he's following. He says, say it back to me, say it back to me. Umar is upset that he said this to him, but he won't say it back. So he enters the home and he closed the door. So what did Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu do? La ilaha illallah. A man who was concerned about his akhirah. Wallahi. He goes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says, O Messenger of Allah, I transgressed Umar's right. I said this to him. And I asked him to say it to me, and he wouldn't reply. So meanwhile, Umar now thinks, okay, things have calmed down. Let me go to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's house. So he goes to Abu Bakr's house. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is not there. Then he goes to the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when he reaches the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Bakr has already told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam what has happened. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam face changes. He's actually angry. And he says to Umar, he said, when all of you said, I was lying, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, you are speaking the truth. When all of you shunned me, Abu Bakr spent upon me. When all of you disbelieved in me, Abu Bakr believed me. So this is kind of the gist. He's spelling out the virtue of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, oh, Messenger of Allah, it was me who was wrong. It was me who was wrong. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, for my sake, leave my companion alone. I mean, leave Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu alone. Now, here, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not taking the side of Abu Bakr over Umar. No. He wants to show the virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That Abu Bakr's sacrifice will never be equal. So for my sake, if he ever does anything wrong, overlook it. Because what he has done for the deen is unparalleled. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said literally the same words for who? For another person who was a sport of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the early part of Islam. Khadija radiallahu anha. Aisha radiallahu anha says that I was not jealous of any of the wives of the Messenger of Allah as much as I was of Khadija, although Khadija was the only one that was dead. The rest were still alive. And she says one day there was a knock on the door and the Messenger of Allah recognized the voice. That it's the sister of Khadija. Khadija radiallahu anha has passed away. And he says, Allahumma hala, Allahumma hala. Oh Allah, let it be hala, the sister of Khadija. So Aisha radiallahu anha says, my ghaira got the better of me. And she says, I said, O Messenger of Allah, when will you stop remembering this old lady of Quraysh? She's so old that she got red gums, meaning she was so old that her teeth had fallen out because she was 25 years, she was 15 years older than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then she said, O Messenger of Allah, Allah has given you better than her. Because all the other ones were young, young comparatively. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah never gave me better than Khadija. When nobody believed in me, Khadija believed in me. When everybody else shunned me, she took me in. When nobody was ready to spend upon me, she spent upon me. See, this is the thing. The Prophet ﷺ is outlining the virtue of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That, listen, for my sake, if this person does anything wrong, you know, overlook it. And wallahi, this is a great lesson for us. You know why? We look at a person who spent his entire life doing good and he makes one mistake in his life and everybody's got their swords out. Everybody's got their chopping knives out. One mistake. And Abu Bakr, a message of Allah saying, Abu Bakr himself is saying, oh, message of Allah, I transgressed. But this is the virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. There was a Sahabi called Rabi al-Aslami, from the tribe of Aslam. So the Messenger of Allah gave him some land, and he gave some Abu Bakr some land. A dispute broke out between Abu Bakr and this person because there was a date palm tree which was right in the middle of the land. So Rabi said, it belongs to me. Abu Bakr said, it's in my land. So they start discussing. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu now says something which offends Rabi. Abu Bakr realizes straight away. Now this is, look, Allah creates people with different temperaments. Only Anbiya are perfect. So Allah may make somebody, you know, quickly gets angry. Okay? But the virtue in this is your nature. The virtue in this is that you control the anger. You know, when you realize you've done something wrong, you calm down straight away, you apologize. See, you have a guy who says, man, I'm cool as a cucumber. I never get angry. Well, there's no virtue in that because you're never going to get angry. Actually, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, he said, only a donkey never gets angry. He said, if you don't get angry, you must be a donkey. Why? Because you see certain things happen in the world, you should become angry. It should upset you. You know, that's the nature. But look, when you know you have done something wrong, like Abu Bakr, straight away, when he offended Rabi al-Aslami radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, say what I said back to me. He said, no, I won't say it. He says, say what I said back to me. He said, I won't say it. So his tribesmen, clansmen who were there, Rabis, they say, funny guy. He offends and then he gets angry because he said, if you don't say it back to me, I will go and tell the Messenger of Allah. He said, he offends, he transgresses, and then he goes and complains to the Messenger of Allah. So Rabi radiallahu anhu knew the virtue. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Rabi said, you know who this man is? This man is Abu Bakr. If Abu Bakr gets angry, the Messenger of Allah becomes angry. And if the Messenger of Allah gets angry, Allah becomes upset with that person. Allah becomes displeased with that individual. So then Rabi goes to the Messenger of Allah and Abu Bakr is already there. Abu Bakr is saying, and Abu Bakr is not saying that what I did was right. Abu Bakr is saying, Messenger of Allah, just tell him to say it back to me because on the day of judgment, I don't want to stand in front of Allah. Let's settle the score in this dunya. So Rabi comes and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam listens to Abu Bakr's account, then listens to Rabi's account. And Rabi said that he wanted him to say it to me and I didn't say it back to him. And the Messenger of Allah said, you did good. And next time if it happens, just say, oh, Abu Bakr, may Allah forgive you. Abu Bakr, may Allah forgive you. So this is a virtue of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to show the seniority of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. Upon occasion, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates this, and a man comes into the gathering and he begins to curse Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. So the Messenger of Allah is there, sitting there, and he's smiling. And this man is cursing Abu Bakr. And after a while, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu can't take it, so Abu Bakr replies. Soon as he replies, the Messenger of Allah gets up and leaves. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu realizes that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not happy, so he gets up and he follows the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, why did you get up?" And the Messenger of Allah said, and this is ajeeb, may Allah give us the understanding of this. He said, "Abu Bakr, as long as you remained quiet and you were being insulted, the angels were replying on your behalf." And that's why the Messenger of Allah was smiling. He said, when you replied, you got angry, you replied, then Shaitan came into the gathering. And it not be fitting for a Nabi to be in the same gathering as Shaitan. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ajeeb thing. He said, I'll give you three advices. So firstly, if any dhulm is ever done upon you, and you have sabr for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will elevate your status and Allah will grant you izzah. So you know, normally when somebody doing dhulm upon you, you're being belittled, aren't you? Yeah? The Messenger of Allah said, if you do sabr for the sake of Allah, Allah will give you izzah. He said, second advice, whoever gives for the sake of Allah and to reconcile ties, so he gives, he said, Allah will increase in his wealth. And the third one, whoever begins to ask, he wants to ask others, Allah will decrease in his rizq. Although apparently he may be gaining more, but Allah will take the barakah out of it. We spoke about the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, yeah? Now normally after iman, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention? What does Allah normally mention after iman in the Quran? Amal al-Salih. Allah generally mentioned Amal al-Salih. So he was the man who had the greatest iman. Now let's look at his amal. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after one of the salahs, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around and he said, who from amongst you is fasting? Abu Bakr said, me, O Messenger of Allah. In the same gathering, same time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who from amongst you has followed a janazah today? Abu Bakr said, me, O Messenger of Allah. In the same gathering, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who from amongst you has spent upon a miskeen? Same gathering, Abu Bakr said, me, O Messenger of Allah. Same gathering, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who from amongst you has visited a sick person? Abu Bakr said, me, O Messenger of Allah. Same gathering. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for that person who has these actions in his account in one day, meaning he's performed these actions, I see no other abode but Jannah. I see no other abode but Jannah. And this is why we listen to these stories, we strive to do them. Come Ramadan, you're fasting, go to a janazah, give a miskeen, visit a sick person. You got 30 days to do it, easily done. The Messenger of Allah said, I see no other abode for him besides Jannah. On another occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, when on the day of judgment, a person will enter into Jannah according to doors, the doors will call him. So according to his actions, so if he's a person who prayed profuse salah, there will be a door of salah which will call him, all those who prayed salah, come through me. So he will enter through it. There will be another door for those who fasted called Rayyan. And this door will call all those who fasted, come through me. There will be another door for those mujahideen who did jihad. And this door will say, come through me. There will be another door, which will be the door of sadaqah. Sadaqah. Say, those who gave sadaqah in the dunya, come through me. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is sitting there. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, is there any person that all the doors will call him? Not just these, all the doors. And the Messenger of Allah said, Na'am, wa arju an takuna minhum. And I am optimistic that you will be from amongst them. And another narration related by Ibn Hibban, the Prophet said, yes, Abu Bakr, and you are that person that all the doors of Jannah will call. All the doors of Jannah. Amal. You know, we should inculcate in our life to do good actions. Give sadaqah, pray your salah. Do good actions which are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on the day of judgment, that the doors of Jannah call our name. Moving on to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now let me just tell you, you know the virtues, there are many, many more virtues. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the closest companion to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah left this dunya and he was happy with him. He was one of the 10 guaranteed Jannah. So the most eminent of the companions, the Khalif. So you would think a person of that virtue would say, okay, you know, I'm going to go Jannah, alhamdulillah. If I'm not going to go Jannah, nobody's going to go Jannah. Jannah is going to be empty. Sahih? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would say sometimes, he would say, I wish I was a bird. I wish I was a blade of grass. So I don't have to be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. I wish I was a bird. That day on the day of judgment, the birds would turn into dust. I was a blade of grass that I don't have to be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, Umar radiallahu anhu saw Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He was holding his tongue. He's pulling his tongue like this. And he was saying, this has brought destruction upon me. My tongue. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, what are you doing, Abu Bakr? He said, this, the tongue, has brought destruction upon me. This is how Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's statement, ajeeb statement, he would say, I would not be secure from what Allah has planned, even if one of my foot were in Jannah. This is how much he feared Allah. Even if my one foot was in Jannah, I still wouldn't be secure until both of my feet were in Jannah. Jazakumullah khairan for watching. And please do not forget to watch the next episode. And inshallah, with your du'as, there will be plenty more history series coming very soon. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.